感谢主给我有机会能够趁着孩子放春假来看他，也见到许多亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
I thank the Lord for the opportunity that He has granted us so that because of Stephen's spring break that I can also come visit him as well as all the brothers and sisters here.
本来我想呢，孩子放春假，那我也放假。
At first I was thinking because my son is on spring break that I should also take a vacation.
但是一和魏弟兄魏师母联络，他们再打电话来就说周末有聚会要服侍。
But after I contacted brother and sister Wei, they said that we're going to have meetings this weekend.
所以我只好学习在主里放假。
So I have to, so I have to learn to take a vacation in the Lord in my heart and rest in Him.
这一次有两堂和弟兄姊妹一同在主的话语中有交通。
This time we have two sessions to fellowship with brothers and sisters in the Word of Lord.
主给我一点的感觉，想和大家交通出埃及记第一章到第六章。
The Lord has given me a little burden to share with you the first six chapters of Exodus.
要借着摩西的蒙召，我和弟兄姊妹来交通器皿做神仆人的原则。
Through the calling of Moses, I want to fellowship with you about being a vessel for the Lord and be a servant of God.
好不好？我们一同先读几处的经文。
Let's read a few passages in the Bible together.
请我们先翻到创世纪。
Please turn to Genesis first.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
我们读十三节到十五节。
Let's read verse 13 through 15.
创世纪十五章十三节到十五节。
Genesis 15, 13 through 15.
我们好不好一同找着了，我们一同来读。
Let's read it together after we found it.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年。并且他们所要服侍的那国，我要惩罚。后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来，但你要享大寿数，平平安安地归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。好，我们请大家再读出埃及记第三章。
Let's read again.Exodus chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。我们再读第八章第一节。
Let's read chapter 8, verse 1.
我们一起读一下。
Let's read together.
耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。我们再读第九章第一节。
Let's read chapter 9 verse
1. 耶和华吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华希伯来人的神这样说，容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。好，我们读经暂时先读这几节。
This concludes the scripture reading for now.
我们好不好一同再低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a little prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为我们知道你正在我们的中间。
Because we know that you are in our presence.
我们的心，我们的灵要向你俯伏敬拜。
Our hearts and our spirits should prostrate to you.
我们承认你是我们的主。
We confess that you are our God.
主啊，愿你在这个聚会中掌权。
Lord, may you rule and reign in this meeting.
向我们的心显明你的同在。
appear to our heart of your presence.
主啊，我们把我们全人敞开在你的跟前。
We open our entire being before you.
我们愿你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
让我们在你的话语中得见你的面光。
So that we can see your face in your word.
在你的话语中得以认识你的道路。
So that in your word we'll know your path.
能够认识你的法则。
And we can know your principles.
好叫我们来遵行你的话语。
So that we can follow your commandments.
我们来遵行你的旨意。
So that we can follow your will.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
愿荣耀颂赞都归在你自己的名下。
May all glory and praises be unto your name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen. 从出埃及记我们可以看见神救赎的工作。
From Genesis, we can see the work of God's salvation.
出埃及记。
From Exodus, we can see the work of God in salvation.
Redemption.
Oh, redemption.
在这个救赎的工作里面呢，神要得着他的儿女们成为侍奉他的人。
In this work of redemption, he wants to gain his sons and daughters who would serve him.
我们从创世纪开始。
From Genesis,
我们看见了神是一位说话的神。
God is a God who speaks.
他说话呢，将他自己启示出来。
As he speaks, he manifests himself.
当我们听见他的话语，我们才认识他是怎样一位神。
As we hear his word, then we know what kind of God he is.
他向我们说话呢，把他自己的目的，把他的旨意启示给我们。
As he speaks to us, he manifests his purpose and his will to us.
凡是认识神的人。
Anyone who knows God,
我们都会知道呢，我们的神是有目的的神。
We know that our God is a God of purpose.
我们就是出蒙恩得救，刚刚信主的人。
Even if we're just saved by grace,
我们也会发现呢，当我一相信了耶稣基督，接受了他。
The moment we receive and accept Jesus Christ,
我们会感觉这个世界好像改变了。
We feel that this world has been changed.
这个世界有意义了。
And we feel as if this world has meaning.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，那是因为那位有目的的神，今天他的救恩临到了我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, that was because the God of purpose has descended upon us.
神说话，将他自己和他的旨意、他的目的启示给我们。
As God speaks to us, He manifests Himself, His purpose, and His will to us.
我们也看见了神借着他的话语来做工。
And we also see that God works through His word.
在创世纪里面，当神说话的时候，要有光就有了光。
In Genesis, when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
他说呢，要使这个空气呢和海呢分开来，它就分开来了。
He said that let there be a separation between waters and air, and then it was separated.
我们看见神借着他的话语来做工。
We see that God works through His word.
我们也看见呢，神的话语的里面呢带着能力。
We also see that the word of God carries power.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人蒙恩得救。
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us
is saved
by grace.
听见了基督的话语。
It is because we have heard the word of Jesus Christ.
他的话语在我们里面是那样的有能力。
His word in us carries such power.
改变我们的心，抓住我们的人。
It changes our heart and grasps our person.
像我们原来刚硬的、冷淡的，忽然之间好像明白过来。
So that we who are stiff-necked and cold, we suddenly become zealous.
神的话语里面带着能力。
So the word of God carries power.
那么神借着他的话语往前工作的时候。
As God works through his word and progresses forward.
他在人的中间呢，不住的往前去。
He keeps going among men.
我们在创世纪里面看见亚伯拉罕还没有得着以撒以前。
We see that before Abraham has gotten Isaac,
神就应许他从他要得后裔。
God promised him that from him he'll get his descendants.
那么亚伯拉罕就相信了。
And then Abraham believed.
神就称他为义。
So God reckoned him as righteousness.
并且神与他立约。
And God also set up a covenant.
在他立约的时候呢，神在异象中说话。
And as they set up the covenant, God spoke to him in a vision.
告诉他他的后裔呢，将来要在一个外邦的地方寄居，要在那里受苦400年。
And he also told them that his descendants will be sojourning in a foreign land and be mistreated for 400 years.
我们看见以色列人整个的历史就照着神的话语来开展。
So we see that the history of the Israelites started through the word of God.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天若是神不向我们说话，我们可以做许多的事情，但是不是神的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters, today if God does not speak to us, we can do many work, but that is not the work of God.
若是我们里面没有神的话语。
If we do not have the word of God within,
我们光照着我们自己的观念，
we act according to our own concept.
光照着我们自己的热心，
we act according to our own zeal.
照着我们自己的喜好，
according to our own likings and interests.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很可能你我身上没有神的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters, very likely there is no work of God in us.
神的工作是照着他的话语往前的。
The work of God progresses through His word.
神的工作呢是不断的进步并且往前的。
The word of God improves and it progresses.
我们能够在他的话语中经历他的作为。
We can experience his doings through his word.
在创世纪里面。
In Genesis.
神得着一些的个人。
God has gained several individuals.
他们呢肯听神向他们说话。
They're willing to listen to God when he spoke to them.
我们想呢可能那个时候古时候人比较不忙啊，所以有时间听神说话。
We think that maybe in the old times that people were not as busy, so they had time to listen to God speaking to them.
今天我们太忙了。
Today we're too busy.
我有的时候跟我的孩子打电话，他说 Daddy, 现在我不能讲话，拜。太忙了。
Sometimes I call my kids and they say, now I can't talk to you now, Daddy, I'm too busy.
今天我们呢是不是神就不向我们说话了呢？
Is it true that God won't speak to us today?
不，神在人类历史中他工作的法则是一直要寻找一些能够向他说话的人。
The principle of the work of God through history of man is that he is seeking people who would listen to him.
神要得着一些人能够听他说话。
God wants to gain up a people who would listen to him.
在创世纪里面我们看见有八个主要的人物。
In Genesis we see eight major characters.
他们所以成为八个主要的人物，因为神向他们说话。
The fact that they became the eight major characters is precisely because God spoke to them.
因为他们肯听神的话。
Because they're willing to listen to the word
of God. 我们知道第一个就是亚当。
First we know that it is Adam.
可是他失败了。
However he failed.
神的话呢他守不住。
He could not keep the word of God.
那么他的儿子呢亚伯。
And his son Abram.
神启示他借着羔羊呢能够回到神喜悦的光景中。
And God revealed to him that through the slaying of the lamb, he could go get into the joy of the Lord.
我们看见以诺呢，神向他启示，向他说话。
We see that God also revealed himself to Enoch.
他看见
him.
他看见了基督的降临，看见将要面临世界将要面临的那个审判。
He saw the descending of Christ and the future judgment of the world.
所以他就动了敬畏的心，在地上与神同行。
So that's why he has this fear of the Lord and he walked with God.
但是他和世上人一样，一样的生儿养女。
And he was just like all the other people in the world and he has sons and daughters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，有的人呢要与神同行啊，什么都不能做了。
Some people when they feel like they have to walk with God, they cannot do anything else.
我们呢，是好像地上做人的责任都不敢碰。
It's almost like they wouldn't even touch any responsibility.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，真正神向我们说话的人不是这样的。
Dear brothers and sisters, when God truly speaks to you, it is not like this.
他可能是个很好的父亲。
He may be a very good father.
他仍然生儿养女。
And he still has sons and
daughters. 但是他里面有一种的光景不一样。
But however, his inward condition is
different. 他在每一件事情上面学习呢，去与神同行。
In all matters of his life, he learned to walk with God.
这是以诺给我们看见的。
This is what Noah showed us.
他这样走走走呢，他就走进了勇士，走进了神的同在里面去。
As he walked and walked, he walked into the eternal presence of God.
这是何等有福气的事情！
This is such a blessing.
他是人类中间没有见过死的一个人。
He is the person who has not tasted death.
这告诉我们说，每一个在基督里面蒙恩得救的，若是我们与神同行，我们结局都是这样。
This shows us that every single person who has been saved in Christ will have the same ending.
我想我不要去创世纪这八个人物都讲一遍啊，我今天是要讲出埃及记。
I don't need to reiterate all the eight characters in Genesis. My focus is on Exodus today.
不然我就跑题了。
Otherwise, I'm having a detour.
我们看见呢，神在地上一直要寻找并且得着人，他能够向他们说话。
We see that God is seeking for people that where He can speak to them.
当一个人听见神向他说话，神在这个人身上的工作就开始。
When a man starts to listen to God, then the work of God commences in him.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看我们手中的圣经。
So, dear brothers and sisters, do not look upon the Bible in your hand.
我们也不要轻看我们来聚会听弟兄姊妹一点的交通。
Do not take lightly the fellowship of the brothers and sisters.
不要轻看我们平时在忙碌中了，安静一下我们的心来到主面前。
So, do not take lightly the brief moment you can spend before God.
很可能的，就在这时候主向我们的心说话。
Very likely God will speak to your heart.
我们呢，就成为神手中的工作了。
Then we become the work of God in His hands.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你爱不爱慕成为一个听见主说话的人。
I don't know whether you desire to be someone who can listen, who can hear God.
我早期有一个观念呢，读圣经没有什么用。
Earlier I had this misconception that it is useless.
听到没有什么用。
It's useless to listen to sermons.
你追求呢，要有一点经历。
If you have to pursue God, you have to pursue experience.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，是的，我们需要对神有经历。
Truly, dear brothers and sisters, we have to experience the Lord.
但是真实基督徒的经历。
But the true experience of a Christian.
真正属灵的经历。
A true spiritual experience.
不能离开两个原则，一个是神的话，一个是圣灵。
It's related to two principles. One is the Word of God, and the other is the Holy Spirit.
而且必定都是在基督里。
And all of that is in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神要得着这样的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, God wants to gain a people.
那么他们就成为神手中的工作。
Then they become the work of God in His hands.
换句话说，在他们身上有神的作为。
In other words, there is a work of God in them.
用英文来讲呢，他们身上满了神的fingerprint.
In other words, they are full of God's fingerprint.
神在他们身上摸了又摸，做了又做。那么有一天呢，神说：“好了，你可以跟我同工了，做器皿。”
God touched them and God molded them, and then one day God says, "You're ready to become my co-worker and be my vessel."
在圣经里面看，不仅个人主要得着，并且团体主也要得着，作为器皿。
From the Bible, you can see that not only does God want to gain individuals as vessels, He also wants to gain corporate bodies as vessels.
器皿呢，不仅是个人。
Vessels do not only refer to individuals.
团体也要成为神的器皿。
A corporate body also has to
be a vessel
of God.
对不起，在耶利米书里面。
In Jeremiah.
看我们看见，神打发他去窑匠的家里面。
We see that God sent him to the house of a potter.
到窑匠家里面看窑匠怎样做器皿。
And to see how the potter is making vessels.
然后呢，神就告诉他，整个以色列国呢，就是神手中要做的那个器皿。
And then the Lord told him that the entire nation of Israel is the work of God's hand.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢主。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we have to thank God.
我们个人在主面前，主非常重看我们。
God truly look highly upon us individually.
主巴不得向你我说话。
God truly wants to speak to us.
好叫他能够在我们身上做工。
So that He can start His work on us.
好叫我们呢能够被制作成为他的器皿。
So that we can be made into His vessels.
不仅这样。
But not only that.
我们聚在一起，奉主的名聚在他的面前。
As we gather together in His name.
我们成为一个团体的器皿。
We are a corporate vessel.
我们在这里不是来社交的。
We're not trying to be here to socialize.
我们不是来这里发展自己的抱负和兴趣的。
We're not here to develop our own hopes and interests.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们来这里乃是尊重神的话语的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are here to follow the word of God.
让圣灵能够在我们中间说话。
So that the Holy Spirit can speak in our midst.
让我们能够遵行他的话语。
So that we can follow His word.
好叫他在团体中也制作我们成为一个器皿。
So that He would make us into a corporate vessel.
或许被制作能够来盛装他丰盛的荣耀。
Maybe we can be equipped to contain His full glory.
这是罗马书第九章里面给我们看见。
This is what Romans 9 tells us.
教会呢，就是早预备要来盛装神丰盛荣耀的那个器皿。
The church is the vessel to contain the full glory of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看我们在主面前的聚集。
So, dear brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon the meeting.
我们要盼望主啊，制作我们成为那个器皿。
We have to hope that God would make us into that vessel.
但是，主要得着团体的器皿。
But for God to gain the corporate vessel,
他是从个人而达到整体的。
He starts with the individuals and then end with the corporate vessel.
这就是出埃及记一开头的时候，为什么我们看见摩西的出生和成长在那里被记载。
That is why the birth and the growth of Moses was recorded in the beginning of Exodus.
请我们读一处的经文。
Let's read a passage together.
在以弗所书。
In Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十一和十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
我们找着了，请大家一同来读。
If we've located it, let's read together.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。好，我们就读这三节。
Let's just read these three verses.
在这里我们看见神的目的是要得着团体。
Here we see that the purpose of God is to gain the corporate body.
就是教会。
Which is the church.
或者这样讲，在时间中，在地方上的一个一个的，神的儿女们的聚集。
Or in other words, in time and in different locations, the gatherings of the children of God.
在那里呢，要出现了基督的身体。
There, the body of Christ will appear.
我们看见了奉主名的聚会，基督徒的团体不一定是身体。
We know that all the organizations that gather in the name of God are not necessarily the body.
使徒保罗在以弗所书告诉我们说呢，教会就是基督的身体。是那充满万有者的丰满。
The Apostle Paul told us that the fullness of Christ is He who fills all in all.
教会呢一定是团体的，不是少数的。
So the church is always the in multiple.
是一个 corporate body.
It's a corporate body.
至少呢两个人到三个人。
At least two to three people.
不是一个人说我不能代表教会的。
One person cannot represent the church.
教会必定是团体。
The church must be a corporate body.
但是反过来，团体不一定是教会。
However, saying, a corporate body may not necessarily be the church.
怎么说呢？
How do you explain it?
就是这个团体必须要被建立成为基督的身体，那才叫做教会。
Because a corporate body has to be equipped to become the body of Christ, then it becomes the church.
如果在这里没有基督身体的实际，虽然聚了很多的人在神的面前呢，这还不叫做教会。
But even though there are many people who are gathering before, but there's no body of Christ, then it is still not the church.
为什么要叫做基督的身体呢？
Why do we call it the body of Christ?
告诉我们说，每一个在这里聚集的人都是一个有用的肢体。
Every single person who's gathering here is a useful member.
都是一个好的肢体。
They're all a good member of God.
不仅仅是好的基督徒。
Not only a good Christian.
今天很多时候我们听见我们要做一个好基督徒。
A lot of people say we want to be good Christians.
但是我们被摆在一起的时候却不能成为好的肢体。
However, when we're put together, we cannot be good members of the body.
我们很有个性。
We have our character.
我们很有观念。
We have our own concept.
我们很有自己的兴趣和喜好。
We have our own interests and likings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这样子基督的身体不可能出现。
Dear brothers and sisters, the body of Christ cannot appear here.
神要我们呢被聚集在一起，被建造成为基督的身体。
God wants us to gather together to be built up to the body.
什么意思呢？就每一个在这里聚集的弟兄姊妹，无论我们得救多少年日。
Which means that every single person who meets here, no matter how long you've been saved.
每一个人都是活的。
Every person is alive.
每一个人都是有功用的。
Every person has a function.
每一个人都是正常的。
Everybody is normal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不是要做超级的基督徒，我们是做正常的基督徒。
Dear brothers and sisters, we're not going to be a super Christians. We're going to be a normal Christian.
成为侍奉的人。
So that we can be a servant of God.
在这里不是少数的人在这里包办教会的事情。
We're not saying that a few people would do a lot of things in the church.
而是每一个在这里聚集的人都成为侍奉的人。
But every single person who meets here become a servant of God.
但是这个基督的身体怎么样能够出现呢？
But how would this body of Christ appear?
需要有一班人神赐给他们，神把他们赐给教会。
God has to grant a people to the church.
所以使徒保罗讲到他所赐的有使徒。
So the Apostle Paul said he gave some as apostles.
有先知。
Some as prophets.
有传福音的。
Evangelists.
有牧师和教师。
Pastors and teachers.
神把这些不同功用的人赐给教会。
So these people with different gifts are given to the church.
是为着成全整体的。
so that you can equip the corporate body.
好叫呢，所有的人被聚在一起的时候，被成全成被建造成为基督的身体。
So that when all gather together, we can all be equipped to become the body of Christ.
而这些人呢，他们乃是神所使用的器皿。
And these people are vessels used by God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，神在历史中在人中间工作的法则。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the principle by which God works in men.
第一个我们讲到，他要找到人能够听他说话。
First, he has to find a people who will listen to him.
第二个我们要看见哈，这能够听他说话的人呢，要能够被他制作。
Secondly, the people who are willing to listen to him has to be willing to be made by him.
成为器皿。
To become vessels.
然后呢，第三，能够主借着这些器皿呢，来成全整体。
And through these vessels, thirdly, that God would equip the corporate body.
这就是我们从出埃及记里面看见的一幅图画。
This is the picture that we see from Exodus.
主在那里寻找一个人，他能够制作他。
God is seeking for a man whom God can work in him.
使他能够成为神的奴仆，成为神的仆人。
So that he can become the bond servant, a servant of God.
好叫他带出来所有的蒙救赎的人都成为神的仆人。
So that all the people that he led out all become servants of God.
那么神的家，神的见证才出现在地上。
Then the family of God and the testimony of God would appear on this earth.
所以今天晚上呢，我想我就着出埃及记头三章和弟兄姊妹们一点的交通。
So tonight I'm going to fellowship with you based on the first three chapters in Exodus.
我们一起读几处的经文。
Let's read a few scripture passages.
我们读出埃及记第一章。
Let's read Exodus chapter 1.
第十五节到十七节。
Verse 15 to 17.
Or 或者讲我们前面先读一节。
Let's read an earlier verse.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹最近刚刚读过出埃及记。
I believe many brothers and sisters have recently studied Exodus.
可能今天早晨呢，刚好读到第六章，我不晓得。
Maybe this morning you just read chapter 6.
所以呢，有一些经文我就略去不读，我只读一些重点的。
So I skipped many passages and I'm just reading the focal point.
第一章第十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
我们知道这前面呢讲到法老用诡计来苦待以色列人。
Here it talks about earlier Pharaoh dealt wisely with them.
我们读十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人愁烦。我们再读第十五节到十七节。
Let's read verse 15 through 17.
我们一起来。有希伯来的两个收生婆，一名施弗拉，一名普阿。埃及王对他们说，你们为希伯来妇人收身，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩就把他杀了，若是女孩就留他存活。但是收身婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，仅存留男孩的性命。我们再读二十节和二十一节。
Let's also read verse 20 and 21.
我们一起来。神厚待收生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。收生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。法老，我们再读二十二节。
Also read verse 22.
法老吩咐他的众民说：以色列人所生的男孩，你们都要丢在河里；一切的女孩，你们要存留她的性命。好，我们再稍微多读一点。出埃及记第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
我们从第一节读到第十节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 10.
有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕，生一个儿子，见他俊美，就藏了他三个月。后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，他的使女们在河边行走，他看见箱子在芦荻中，就打发一个婢女拿来。他打开箱子，看见那孩子， 孩子哭了，他就可怜他说，这是希伯来人的一个孩子。孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶这孩子，可以不可以？法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对她说，你把这孩子抱去为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他，孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉出来。我们在这里看见啊，神怎样在以色列人中间做工。
Here we see how God worked among the Israelites.
啊，以色列人进埃及的时候是被欢迎的。
As the Israelites entered into Egypt, they were welcomed.
啊，是被款待的。
They were treated well.
在创世纪里面，我们看见了神把埃及最好的一块地啊，借着法老给了他们。
In Genesis, we saw that God, through the Pharaoh, has given them the best piece of land.
他们被安排住在兰塞那个地方。
They were arranged to live in
Ramsey. 那个地方呢，我们看见了水草最丰富。
We see that the grass and water were abundant there.
人呢，到了舒服的环境呢，好像就开始跟神呢比较疏远一点。
However, men in smooth conditions start to draw a distance from God.
好，我们知道雅各还在世的时候，还有他十二个儿子，特别约瑟还在世的时候。
We know that when Jacob was alive, and then his 12 sons, and especially Joseph was alive.
我相信呢，他们向神之间呢，还是有很多的祷告的。
I believe that they still have many prayers with God.
还是有很多的交通的。
They still had plenty of fellowship.
但是呢，等到他们离开了世界。
However, after they passed from the world,
那他们的后代住在埃及。
Their descendants lived in Egypt.
他们的生活还是相当的容易。
Their lives are still easy.
直到有不认识约瑟的法老兴起。
Until a new king arose who did not know Joseph.
那么以色列人就开始受苦了。
Then these Israelites started to be afflicted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有的时候苦难哈，对我们来讲是有益处的。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes affliction is beneficial to us.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌讲啊，在苦难中呢，让我们知道神在想念我们。
The song that we sang earlier says, in our affliction, we know that Thou thinkest of us.
其实神很想念以色列人，他知道他的儿女们呢，现在住在异邦，住在埃及地。
In fact, God certainly was thinking about His people in Israel.
但是他们头三百多年呢，住得很快乐。
However, the first 300 plus years,
因为他们被非常的款待的。
Because they were treated with hospitality.
但是只等到他们受苦了。
However, when they were afflicted.
我们读整章出埃及第一章呢，还没有看见有人祷告。
We read through the whole chapter, first chapter of Exodus. No one has prayed.
没有人祷告，换句话说呢，就他们还不会用信心。
They have not prayed. That means they haven't used faith.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候也是这样。
Dear brothers, we are likewise.
若是我们从来没有遇见过苦难，从来没有恳求过呢，我们的信心虽然是宝贵的在里面，但是从来没用过。
When we encounter affliction, even though we have faith within, we have not never used it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经验？
Dear brothers, sisters,
我们人生中有的时候有一些很宝贵的东西从来没用过的。
We have some very precious things that we've never used in our
life. 像我幼年时期的。我的长辈送我一本很好的圣经，但我从来没有打开读过。
When I was young, my elders gave me a very good Bible, but I never read it.
这个是宝贝啊，但是我们不会用。
It was precious, but we wouldn't use it.
我们每个得救的人呢，神把又大又宝贵的信心赐给我们了。
Every one of us who are saved by grace, God has given us this great and precious faith.
但是我们不会用。
However, we don't know how to use
it. 有时候我们在侍奉中呢，碰见一些弟兄姊妹，碰见急难的事情。
So when we serve God, we encounter brothers and sisters who are in affliction.
他们就打电话来说，请你为我祷告。
And they said they call us and say,
我说你也祷告好不好
？I said you pray too.
伯弟兄，我太久没祷告，不会祷告啊。
And he said, Brother Bor, I haven't prayed for a long time. I don't know how to pray.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见以色列人呢，虽然这样子啊，但是神仍然恩待他们。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see that even though the condition of the Israelites are like
this, God
was still gracious to them.
法老越发苦害他们呢，他们就越发的这个兴盛，并且蔓延。
Here it's recorded, but the more they afflicted them, the more they multiply and the more they spread out.
我们知道不是以色列人比别人好。
It is not that the Israelites were any better than other people.
乃是神在暗中看顾他的儿女。
But God was in secret watching over his children.
即便我们还在世界中，神也看顾我们。
Even though we're still in the world, God was watching
over us. 这是神对他儿女们的爱。
This is the love of God toward his children.
他对着亚伯拉罕应许了，立了约了，他就守约，施慈爱。
Because of the promise and the covenant that he has made with Abraham, that so he keeps the covenant and promise.
但是这个苦难呢，越来越重。
However, the affliction got heavier and heavier.
法老想呢，这样子要你们做苦工，让你们觉得命苦，你们还生这么多。
The Pharaoh was thinking, even if I put you in such hard labor, you're still a multiplier.
有的时候我们好像就是这样子，遇见苦难呢，反而福音容易传出去。
Sometimes we're like this. In affliction, it's easier for us to preach the gospel.
你没有福音聚会呢，但是聚会得救的人比传福音还多。
You don't have gospel meetings, but people who will receive more than a gospel friend.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神爱我们。
Truly, it is God who has loved us.
不是你我会传福音。
Not because we are so good at preaching
the gospel. 也不是你我有什么功劳。
Not because we have any credit.
神实在爱他的儿女们。
God truly loves his children.
他眷顾他的儿女们。
He has his mind on his children.
我们可能忘记他，但是他从来不忘记我们。
We may forget him, but he never forgets about us.
他天天怀念我们。
Every day he think of us.
我年轻的时候有一个年长弟兄讲啊。
When I was younger, an elder brother told me.
这个在我心中印象很深刻。
And what he said left a deep impression in me.
当我们遇见苦难的时候，先不要唉声叹气。
When we encounter affliction, do not sigh.
要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
这表示啊，我们天上的父亲非常想念我们。
This means that our Father in heaven are really mindful of us.
所以他给我们一点苦难，我们就去祷告了，他就可以抱一抱我们。
So he gave us a little affliction, and we started to pray, and he can hold us a little.
有的时候啊，我们没有苦难呢，我们跟神都很客气的。主啊，你不要bother我，我也不bother你啊。
Sometimes when we don't have affliction, we're very polite to God. You don't bother me, I don't bother you.
但是当我们一有苦难，我们去祷告了，主父神呢，马上把我们抱在怀中了，好不容易我能够得着一点你的注意哈。
But we have affliction, we go and pray to God, and God would hold us in His bosom and say, "Oh, finally, I get a little attention from you."
他们的生命呢，越发的增加。
And their lives multiplied.
所以呢，埃及王想了一个办法。
So the Egyptian king thought of a means.
找以色列中间的两个收生婆来。
So he called the two midwives.
跟他们说呢，你们为以色列妇人这个接生的时候。
As you try to give birth for the Hebrew women.
若是生的是男孩呢，就把他杀了。
If it is a son, then you shall put him to death.
这是一个很毒的计策。
This is a very wicked means.
我们知道在圣经里面，男孩表示的生命刚强的人。
We know that in the Bible, a boy represents somebody with a very strong life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有的人得救呢，是糊里糊涂的。
A lot of us are saved by grace, and we don't know exactly what's happening.
我们也不知道自己是不是真的得救了。
And we don't even know whether we're truly saved.
但是也有一些人呢，一得救啊，真是很明亮、很清楚。
However, some people, when they're saved by grace, it's very, very
clear within. 他们一得救了，在神的家中呢，就是一个活泼能侍奉的人。
The minute they are saved, they can be a very lively and a person who can serve in the house of God.
仇敌最痛恨这样得救的人。
The enemy truly detests.
所以告诉这两个收生婆说，一看见男孩就把他们杀了。
So he told the midwives, "You see a boy and you put him to death."
就在这样的命令中，我们看见这两个姊妹被纪念。
But we see that in this commandment, these two sisters are remembered.
在这里特别记他们两个的名字。
Here, their names are particularly recorded.
一个叫做施佛拉。
One is called Shifra.
一个叫做普阿。
One was named Pua.
他们并没有照着埃及王的命令去做事情。
They did not follow the commandments of the king.
他们圣经上记载说，因为他们敬畏神。
The Bible said that because they feared God.
这个苦难呢，终于把神呢放回到神儿女们的心里面去了。
So through this affliction, finally, God is put into the heart of the children of God.
终于有两个姊妹有反应了。
So finally, there are two sisters.
他们在苦难里面呢，向着神呢有一个反应了。
So finally, in their affliction, they have some reaction.
他们看见神比埃及的法老王大。
They see that God was indeed bigger than the king of Egypt.
法老王叫他们残害生命。
The Pharaoh told them to kill lives.
他们却相信神，以至于去保全生命。
However, they believed in God and they preserved lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看见啊。 基督徒或者是侍奉的人他的生命呢必须是出于信心的原则。
Dear brothers and sisters, we see that a Christian, when they serve, it must be out of faith.
信心是我们生命的原则。
Faith is the principle by which we live.
信心也应该是我们生活的原则。
Faith should also be the principle by which we live.
信心更应该是侍奉的原则。
Faith should also, more importantly, be the principle by which
we live. 所以我们看见摩西出生的背景呢，神要在整个以色列的民族的里面呢，找到有信心的人。
So from the birth of Moses, we can see that through the entire race of the Israelites, he was seeking for people with faith.
这两位姊妹呢，她们用信心来面对环境。
These two sisters used their faith to face the circumstances.
她们用信心来处理问题。
They used faith to deal with problems.
甚至是冒着自己性命的危险。
And they were even risking their own lives.
哎，结果神呢，却让他们成立家室。
And then God established households for them.
很可能在那个时代呢，去做收生婆的人呢，就不能够结婚的。
Maybe very likely at that time, midwives could not get married.
但是呢，神却恩待他们，使他们呢成立家室。
However, God was gracious to them, and He established households for them.
我们看见，就在这样情况底下，那苦难又加重一层。
However, under these circumstances, the affliction increased.
法老发现呢，这样子行不通了，就下了一个命令。
The Pharaoh discovered that this doesn't work, so he made a commandment.
他吩咐所有的埃及人。
He commanded all the Egyptians.
他说，以色列人所生的男孩。
Every son who is born by the Israelites.
只要你们知道了。
As long as you know.
只要你们看见了。
As long as you see.
统统把他们拿过来了，丢到河里面，让他淹死。
Cast them all into the Nile, so they'll be drowned.
叫一切的女孩的，你们可以存留她的性命。
But every daughter you are to keep alive.
就在这样的环境底下。神把摩西赐给他的父母亲。
Under these circumstances, God gave Moses to his parents.
好，所以我们到第二章看见摩西出生。
So in chapter 2, we saw the birth of Moses.
我们知道摩西的哥哥姐姐那时候都已经稍微大一点了。
We see that his brother and sister were older at the time.
摩西一出生的时候，他父母亲看见他，见他俊美。
The moment he was born, his parents saw that he was beautiful.
我们这个 baby 生下来其实都不美的。
All babies, newborn babies, are not beautiful.
有的时候这个皮肤呢还没有洗干净的时候，皱得像老头子一样。
They're wrinkled like old men if they're not cleaned up well.
而且刚刚生下来头长长的，头尖尖的。
And also when they're first born, their head was pointed.
但这一个孩子一生下来俊美。
But however, this child, when he was born, he was
beautiful. 所以有读圣经告诉我们说呢，他们用一个信心的眼光看见他里面的神。
So some Bible scholars says that in their faith they saw God.
看见了神把这个生命赐给他们。
They saw that God has given them this life.
所以在希伯来书第十一章里面讲到啊，他们因着信就不怕亡命，把这孩子藏了三个月。
So in Hebrews 11 it talked about how they were not afraid of the king's edict and hid him for 3 months.
所以我们看见这一个生命呢，他生下来就在信心的保护的底下。
So we see that at the moment this life was born, he was under the protection.
然后三个月藏不住了。
And finally, you cannot hit him anymore.
他的父母亲用了一个方法。
And his parents used a means.
好，我们想这对做父母亲来讲，这是一个非常不容易做的决定。
This is a very difficult choice for parents.
要把自己的孩子放弃。
To forsake their child.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我想呢，我们做父母，迟早有一天呢，孩子要离开我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, we know that one day our children will leave us.
我们就是信心再大，也不可能把孩子抓到身边呢，陪我住一辈子。
However big our faith, we cannot grasp our child and have him live with us for the whole
life. 但是我们孩子要出去的时候，我们用什么方式呢？
So when our child is leaving us, what method do we use?
当然，我们今天不可能三个月就把孩子送走，对不对？
Nowadays, we cannot just give our child away.
现在大部分的孩子都是十八岁，他就出去了。
Most circumstances, at age 18, the children leave.
我听说在 Houston 的弟兄姊妹，孩子大部分都出去读书。
I've heard that most of the children here leave Houston to study.
我问这边一个小姊妹，你会不会留在 UH 啊？
So I asked a little sister, are you going to remain at U of H?
他说所有学校都不收我的时候，我就去 UH。
And he said, if no schools accept me, then I would go to U of H.
我说 that means 你一定会离开 Houston 啊。
So I said, that means you're definitely going to leave Houston.
他不讲话。
And she did not say anything.
你知道做父母亲要把孩子送出去的时候，心里面实在很多滋味。
you know that as parents send their kids away, you have a lot of feelings within.
我相信我们很多弟兄姊妹都有这个经验。
I believe that many brothers and sisters have similar experiences.
我那个时候还不太懂我的孩子他们少年人的心理。
At the time, I didn't understand the hearts of the youth.
我的孩子啊跟我讲，他说爸爸，我高中毕业一定出去读书。
My child said to me, after I graduated from high school, I would definitely leave home to study.
爸爸舍不得你出去啊，不要出去啊。就在家门口就好了。
So I said, I will miss you. Why don't you just stay near?
结果我越这样讲，他越积极要出去。
So the more I said this, the more he's anxious to leave.
一直到最近啊，我碰见一个弟兄，以前我们是住在一起。
Recently, I ran into a brother who used to live close to us.
他的儿子也要上大学了，我就问他，你儿子去哪里啊？
His son is also entering college, so I asked him, where's your son going?
他告诉我，我儿子选择就在我们这个城里面读书。
And so he said that my son chose to study in our city.
我问他，你怎么会这样子好福气呢？
So I said, what great blessing, how it cost us.
我儿子一上高中，我就跟他讲说，你最好出去读大学，越远越好。
So I said to my son, you know, the minute he entered high school, go elsewhere for a college, as far as away as you can get.
而且到了十二年级，爸爸主动去帮他申请东岸的最远的学校。
And then at grade 12, the dad actively tried to apply to schools in the East Coast.
而且他实在也申请到了，但是最后儿子做 final decision 的时候 ，Daddy， 我还是决定住在家里。
Actually, those schools admitted him, but the son finally decided to stay home.
所以我跟弟兄讲，你少一个功课学了。
So I said to my brother, you have one less lesson to learn.
因为你儿子不离开家，你就不需要学信心功课了。
Because your son has not left home, you don't have to learn the lesson of faith.
我记得我的两个孩子要出门了，我实在心里面七上八下的。
I remember when my two children left home, I was very anxious inside.
最后只有把他们拉来到主面前跪下来祷告。
Finally, I could only drag them before the Lord and knelt to pray.
主啊，从今以后，你负他们的责任。
Lord, from now on, you are responsible for them.
我们的膀臂就这么长。
Our arms are only so long.
不可能再 reach 到他。
It's impossible for us to reach them.
我想摩西的父母亲那个时刻心里感觉更沉重。
I think that the parents of Moses felt even worse at the time.
但是他们一想到这三个月怎么过来的，他们就相信主。
But then they thought about how they lived the past 3 months. Then they believed in the Lord.
他们相信亚伯拉罕的神。
They believed in the God of Abraham.
相信以撒的神。
They believed in the God of Isaac.
相信雅各的神。
They believed in the God of Jacob.
他们就做了一个蒲草的箱子。
So they made a wicker basket.
这是他们的智慧。
That was their wisdom.
他们就借着祷告交托给神。
Through prayer, they entrusted the matter to God.
他们尽了他们所能尽的责任。
They have had all their responsibilities.
就把孩子放在里面，放在河里。
And then they put the child in the basket in the river.
当然他们是人啊。
Of course, they're human.
所以就打发他们大女儿远远地站着去看这个箱子会怎样。
So they sent their elder daughter to stand at a distance to find out what would happen.
我们看见，从今以后摩西的生活就在他父母亲信心的交托的里面。
We see that from that point onward, Moses' life was lived under the entrustment of faith.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，基督徒的生活的原则也应该是信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, our principle by which we live should also be faith.
教会生活的原则也应该是信心。
The church by which it operates should also be based on faith.
若是我们不用信心，
if we do not use faith,
我们可能呢，一百个心也灰掉了。
We would have been discouraged 1,000 times.
我们许多的环境风吹草动的，我们都害怕。
We would be fearful by all the circumstances.
但是那天何等的奇妙！
However, it is so wondrous.
摩西却落进了法老女儿的家中。
Moses got into the house of the daughter of Pharaoh.
我们想，我们有一点点依靠主、交托给主的经历。
We may have some experiences that we have entrusted our God to certain things.
我们就知道我们的神何等的爱我们。
We know that our God loves us.
结果呢，摩西的母亲呢就变成了摩西的奶妈了。
So Moses' mother became his nurse.
他得着了一段的时间。能够好好的来栽培摩西。
She got a period of time to educate Moses.
我们猜想摩西在他妈妈的膝下呢，至少也到了5-6岁，会走路，会讲话，懂事。
we expect that Moses was before his mother till he was five or six, and he knows how to walk and talk.
因为我们读这个撒母耳记看见了，撒母耳也是这样，他断了奶呢就送进了会幕里面去了。
Because we read Samuel's, and it's also like this. After he has been weaned, he was sent into the tabernacle.
而这一段时间对摩西的母亲来讲呢，实在是一段重要并且宝贵的一段日子。
To the mother of Moses, this was a very precious and important period of time.
因为孩子三个月呢，还不可能懂什么事情。
Because a child of 3 months cannot understand much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个人得救三个月呢，很容易就被骗走了。
Dear brothers and sisters, somebody who's been saved by grace for only 3 months could easily be deceived.
如果我们不在真理上面，不在爱心上面去保护他，去栽培他，那么我们看见很多时候呢，一点点的异端，一点点人的热心就把他拉走了。
If we are not protecting him by truth and love, then we see that a little heresy and a little apostasy, then he would be deceived.
所以属灵的生命哈，它有一个成长的过程，就像我们肉身的生命一样。
So there's a growth for the spiritual life, just like a physical growth.
摩西现在再回到他父母亲家，但是他身份不一样。
Moses returned to the home of his parents, but his status was different.
他变成世界上王的这个养子了。
He became the stepson of the king in the world.
我们看见他的母亲却要把他栽培在神的话语的里面。
But we see that his mother was trying to educate him in the word of God.
我们讲这个叫做早期幼儿教育 early childhood education.
we call this early childhood education.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我要为着姊妹们说一点话。
I need to speak to the sisters.
很多姊妹们盼望呢，我学了，我 得了学位，我有专长，我应该到社会上去。去赚钱，去贡献。
Many sisters feel that because they have a degree, they have to work in the society and contribute to the
society. 我们把我们的孩子交给不认识的人，让他们来养。
So we give our children to people whom we don't know.
我们常常不觉得，我们觉得那个学校呢，那个托儿所呢，是我们去考察了最贵的，设备最好的，他们的 program 最好的，我们交给他养，我很放心。
And then we don't even feel it, but we think that we've done a lot of research and this is the best and most expensive daycare. So we send them to that daycare and we're very happy with it.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，神没有把摩西这样放在王宫里面长大。
Dear brothers and sisters, God did not put Moses in the palace to grow up.
神把他摆在他母亲的膝下。
God put him before the knees of his mother.
所以我们可以想象，摩西四十岁的时候会想念他的弟兄，是因为他幼年知道他是以色列人。
We see that Moses at age 40 could remember his brothers was because of his youth.
很多时候我们呢，为着去为法老烧砖呢，把我们的儿女放在一边。
A lot of times we were busy burning bricks for a Pharaoh and we left our children aside.
以至于我们儿女呢，从小就觉得他是属世界。
So from birth they feel that they belong to the world.
好多父母亲呢，等到儿女到青少年的时候才说我们要为我儿女祷告，请教会来看望我的儿女。
And,
我们孩子小的时候我们在哪里呢？
A lot of parents would wait until the teenage years to say please pray for my child, please visit my child, but where were you when the child was young?
其实我们把时间爱心投资在自己儿女身上是最值得的。
It is truly the most worthwhile thing to invest your time and energy in your own children.
就是万不得已，我们夫妻都需要出去工作。
If truly the husband and wife have to work,
我们也要照着主的爱，我们来带我们的孩子。
We have to raise our child in accordance to the love of God.
我们可以想象孩子小的时候，摩西呢，在摇篮里面。
We can imagine Moses in the cradle when he was young.
他母亲抱他睡觉，摇他睡觉的时候。
As his mother was rocking him to sleep.
可能就在唱诗篇105篇前面几节。
Maybe his mother was singing Psalm 105 the first few verses.
我们知道诗篇105篇讲到神怎样得着亚伯拉罕。
We know that Psalm 105 talked about how God gained Abraham.
神怎样在亚伯拉罕身上做工。
How God worked in the life of Abraham.
他很可能就唱一首歌给小摩西听了。我父亚伯拉罕。
Maybe she just sang a little song to Moses. My father, Abraham.
他怎样得着了天上神的启示
？How he gained of the revelation from the God of heaven.
这这些很小一点点生活中的事情呢，就在摩西的心里面种下了种子。
These very small things in life has been planted as seeds in Moses' life.
在摩西的身上打下了根基。
So that Moses' life has been grounded in the foundation.
即便可能长大，他受社会、受世界教育的影响。
So even after he's grown up and he's been influenced by the world and the education,
但是那种子在里面。
However, the seed is
那种子是真实的。
The seed is true.
那种子是有生命的。
The seed has life.
它会出来的。
It is going to come out.
它会显明的。
It is going to be manifested.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是父母亲交托里面的一个放心的因素。
This is why the parents can be entrusted.
我自己现在有一点感觉亏欠。
I feel that I have fallen short.
我两个孩子小的时候都是妈妈做这些事情。
When I was young, when my two children were young, it was always their mother who was doing these things.
现在我家里有一个年轻人跟我们住。
Now we have a young person living.
我们常介绍说他是我的第三个儿子。
We always say that this is our third son.
我现在每天下午找一段时间跟他一起读圣经。
Every afternoon, I spend some time to read the Bible with him.
我不讲解，我也不讲道。
I do not explain, I do not preach a sermon.
我就要他读给我听。
I just ask him to read the Bible.
而且我陪他一起读。
And then I read it with him.
花十分钟，十五分钟。
Only 10-15 minutes.
每次我跟他读完了，我去跟我姊妹，我帮他在厨房做点事情。
After we study the Bible, I help my wife to do something in the
kitchen. 我就说呢，我很高兴，但是我也很不是滋味。我自己的儿子，我没有这样对他。
I also said that I'm very happy, but I'm also deeply have deep thoughts because I did not treat my son this way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们做父母亲的弟兄姊妹能够抓住机会。
So I hope that all our brothers who are parents would grasp the opportunity.
我去年年底的时候到新加坡参加特会。
End of last year, I was in Singapore for a special conference.
在分组的时候，我的组里面有一位姊妹。
In our small group discussion, there was the sister.
那么聚完会，她来跟我交通。
After the meetings, she fellowshiped with me.
她跟我说，她说我有两个儿子。
She said that I have two sons.
从小呢，都是被检查呢是过动儿 ADD child.
They are diagnosed as ADD.
非常难办。
It's hard to control them.
上学呢，每天都还没有放学，就接到学校电话说你来领你儿子回家。
When I send them to school, before school's out, I would get a call from school to say, take your sons home.
他也带他去看心理医生，看这个医生都没有用。
It's worthless for me to take them to see doctors and psychologists.
他说现在我两个儿子很好，他领他儿子来跟我打个招呼。
She said that now my sons are very good and
she took the kids. 现在已经十几岁，很高了。
They're in their teens and they're very tall.
他说，你知道后来他们怎么正常呢？
Do you know how they became normal?
有一位年长弟兄建议他们。
A elderly brother was suggesting
to me, 你在上班对不对？
That sister, you're working.
你能不能每天晚上呢，陪你的两个孩子读圣经？
Can you accompany your two children to read the Bible?
从创世纪读起。
Starting from Genesis.
不要跟他们讲道，不要要求他们。
Do not preach any sermon. Do not make any request.
甚至也解释都不需要，就带他们读。
You don't even need to make any explanation. Just read it.
我们读了几个月以后呢，这两个孩子很奇妙，他们变得安静了。
After a few months of this reading, these two children became quiet.
而且每天都等着妈妈来陪他们读圣经。
Every day they were waiting for their mom to read the Bible to them.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，神爱我们。
Dear brothers, God loves us.
他何等盼望，在我们里面能够得着我们。
How he wants to gain us.
来祝福我们。
And to bless us.
把他的生命给我们。
So that he could give us his life.
我们看见摩西就在那么短短的几年啊。
We see that Moses in these short years.
他知道他不是埃及的。
He knew he was not an Egyptian.
他知道有一位真神。
He knew that there was a true God.
他可能知道亚伯拉罕的事情。
He might also even knew about Abraham.
当然可能他后来出去受埃及的教育，这些东西就在他记忆里面好像沉淀下去了。
Maybe after he had gotten education in Egypt, all these things are sinking in his memory.
从来没有失落过。
However, these things have never fallen away.
那么接下来，神要开始在他身上做工。
So now God is going to start His work in him.
他在埃及王宫里面长大。
He grew up in the palace in Egypt.
在使徒行传里面。
In Acts.
第七章，斯提凡讲到他在埃及呢，就学了埃及人所有的学问。
In Acts 7, Stephen said that Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians.
他说话。行事呢都大有能力。
And he was a man of power in words and deeds.
他是一个这样子有能力的人。
He was such a man of power.
说话行事呢都有才能。
And he has a talent in words and deeds.
有人告诉我们说呢，摩西因为是法老女儿的养子。
Some people said that because Moses was the stepson of the daughter of
Pharaoh. 而那一个法老的女儿呢是非常有权柄的。
And the daughter of Pharaoh has a lot of power.
她曾经呢，好像同时呢，她也做过摄政的那个王后。
She has also been involved with politics and governance as a queen.
所以这一个摩西这个王子呢，曾经带过军队，做过将军。
So this Moses, this son, has been leading the army.
他也曾经呢，做过建筑，成为工头。
And he has been involved with architecture and superintendent.
他也曾经治理整个国家。
He has also governed an entire
country. 他学了一切埃及人的学问。
He has learned all the knowledge of the Egyptians.
所以神所使用的器皿呢，在世界上也是不可多得的人才。
So the vessels of God are also a very talented people in the world too.
这个不是摩西的父母亲给他的。
This is not what Moses' parents have given him.
这是神的供应。
This is the supply of God.
神的栽培。
This is the education of God.
这个对世界有用，对神有没有用呢？
So this is useful to the world, but is this useful to God?
我们要这样讲，没有用，或者说不一定有用。
I have to say, it may not be useful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们光有世界的学问。才干。
If we only have knowledge of the world and talents of the world,
若是没有被神改变的话，根本没有用。
If we have not never been changed by God, we're worthless.
若是被神改变了，经过十字架的炼净了，那就对神有用。
If we have been changed by God and we have been purified by the cross, then we're useful to God.
被神管制了，那么才有用。
If we have been disciplined by God,
所以我们看见到他四十岁的时候。
So we see that at age 40.
请原谅我，我们不去读圣经了，好不好？
We're going to skip reading the Bible. Yeah.
那么到他四十岁的时候，有一天呢，摩西可能公务不那么忙。
At age 40, maybe one day he was not so busy in his business.
可能这个在他心里面一直都是他里面的一个愿望。
Maybe this has always been a desire.
他去看看他的血亲，他的弟兄们。
He wanted to went out to his brother, his blood brother, kinsman.
去看看以色列人。
He wanted to see the Israelites.
结果没想到看到正好呢，有一个埃及人呢，这个督工啊，正在苦待一个以色列他的弟兄。
But he saw an Egyptian mistreating, an Egyptian taskmaster mistreating a Hebrew.
摩西是一个很谨慎的人。
He was a very careful person.
他没有立刻行动。
He did not act right away.
他四下张望了，没有人了，都没有人看见，所以他就动手了。
He looked this way and that, and when he saw there was no one around, then he start he struck down the Egyptian. 我们知道
摩西因为爱神，所以爱他自己的弟兄。
We know that Moses, because of his love of God, loved his brethren.
但是他不知道神的目的是什么。
However, he did not know the purpose.
他也不知道神在他弟兄们身上要做什么。
He also did not know what God is going to do.
他只凭着他的热心去做事情。
He only acted according to his zeal.
他在那里，所以他一伸手，那个埃及人就结束了。
So the moment he put out his hand, the Egyptian was killed.
所以才干越大，一摸侍奉啊，难处就越大。
So the more talented you are, the more you touch the servants, the more difficulty there arise.
我们看见了，这打死了一个埃及人，打死一个还不信主的人。
This we see that an Egyptian, a non-believer, is killed.
这他凭着自己的理性与判断来侍奉神。
He served God according to his own judgment and his own rationality.
凭着自己天然的爱和热心来帮助人。
According to his fleshly love and natural faith, he was helping people.
这个事情对摩西来讲是一个危机。
To Moses, this was a crisis.
第二天他出去又看见他的弟兄。
Second day, he saw his brethren again.
就这一次不是一个埃及人苦待一个以色列人。
This time, it wasn't an Egyptian mistreating a Hebrew.
而是呢，这个弟兄和弟兄在那里相争。
It was a brother fighting with another.
所以摩西想呢，我就去帮他们。判断判断，排解排解吧。
So Moses thought maybe I would just go over and judge and reconcile between them.
这个对他来讲是很容易的。
To him it was very easy.
我们相信他在世上学这个做判断很容，他学了很多的。
So we're confident that he has learned a lot to reconcile in the world.
今天我们在地上还没有属灵的学习和生命的，我们也有道德的判断。
Today, before we have spiritual knowledge and study, we also have moral judgment.
我们也很会讲理的。
We can also argue.
但是没想到这两个弟兄一点都不领情。
However, these two brothers are not taking this well.
其中一个人说：“谁立你做我们的审判官呢？”
One of them said, "Who set you as a judge over us?"
你想杀我们像杀那个埃及人一样吗
？Are you intending to kill us as you killed the Egyptians?
摩西他里面就惧怕了。
So Moses was afraid.
啊，有的时候我们呢，在主的手中呢，还不认识神的旨意的时候，我们摸侍奉，常常就碰见这样情况。
So a lot of times, before we know God and we don't know His purpose, and we touch the service, and similar things would happen.
凭着自己的血气和热心侍奉。
We serve according to our own flesh and our own zeal.
只会造成生命的损失。
This will only cause a loss of life.
不可能解决人生命里面的问题。
It cannot resolve the problems of the lives of men.
不仅这样子。
Not only this.
而且甚至带来仇敌厉害的对付。
In addition, it could bring about very severe dealings by the enemy.
而造成自己本身的惧怕。
So it would cause fear in us.
这就在摩西身上发生。
This happened in the life of Moses.
所以他再回埃及王宫的时候，他心里面是害怕的。
So when he returned to the palace in Egypt, he was
afraid. 最后他住不下去，只好逃走。
And he couldn't stay there anymore, so he ran away.
因为他知道法老知道这件事要杀他。
Because he knew that Pharaoh knew about this, and he was about to kill him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在被制作成为器皿之前呢，我们要谦卑下来。
Dear brothers and sisters, before we can made into vessels, we have to humble ourselves.
那么摩西呢？神是借着环境呢，使他整个人谦卑下来。
Through circumstances, God caused Moses to be humble.
啊，他就逃亡。
And he ran away.
逃到米甸的旷野。
He ran to the Midian wilderness.
摩西实在是一个身体很好、很健壮的人。你知道，从埃及到米甸很远的。
Moses was a very healthy man. It was very far for him to run from Egypt to Midian.
我们知道米甸呢，在现在的阿拉伯半岛的西边。
Midian is located in the Arabian Peninsula in the west.
啊，所以他要从埃及出来呢，过了红海哈，然后过了整个西奈半岛，然后才过去到阿拉伯半岛。跑好远的路啊。
So we know that he has to cross the Red Sea and he has to cross over the Arabian Peninsula before he can get to Midian.
我们看见他的身份也改变了。
We also see that his status has changed.
他原来是一个王子。
Previously he was a prince.
那么现在呢，他变成一个逃亡者。
Now he's a runaway fugitive.
啊，变成一个逃亡者。
Now he's a fugitive.
好，他在那里呢，我们读出埃及记第二章这一段的记载。
As we read this passage in chapter 2 of Exodus,
他到米甸地呢去寄居。
He was a sojourner in Midian.
啊，有一天呢，他到了一个井旁坐下来。
One day he sat beside a well.
结果看见呢，有一个米甸祭司的七个女儿带着羊群来。
And he saw a priest of Midian who had seven daughters, and they came with a flock.
他们要到水井里面打水，让他们的羊喝。
They came to draw water to fill the trough
with
water of the flock.
别的牧羊人来了，因为这些男人呢，就把他们赶走哈。
The other shepherds were men, so they drove them away.
摩西就起来帮助他们。
And Moses stood up and helped them.
啊，摩西呢就帮他们打了水，引了羊。
So Moses drew water and for them and led the flock.
神在人身上的工作是进步的。
We see that men's work and God's work in men is improving.
在创世纪也有一个弟兄啊，到了井旁，对不对
？In Genesis, there was also another brother who came to the
side of the well. 就是雅各。
That was Jacob.
他也碰见了拉杰和利亚。我们看见他没有为拉杰去打水。
And we saw that he
also. 他抱着他大哭一场。
We saw that he saw a raven, and he also he did not draw water for him. But he was only holding him and crying. So Moses was improving.
神在人身上工作是一直往前去的。
God's work in men is always improving.
摩西起来帮助他们呢，然后他们就把他请到他家里去。
Moses helped them and they invited him to their home.
圣经上记载说，摩西甘心和那人同住。
The Bible said that Moses was willing to dwell with a man.
我们看见这个甘心是不容易的。
It is hard for Moses to be willing.
这个改变呢是太大了。
The change was drastic.
但是摩西从心里面服下来。
However, Moses from his heart submitted.
我这一次到 Houston 来哈。
This time when I came to Houston,
我感觉 Houston 对不仅是一个大城，对中国人来讲也是一个大城了。现在
not only was Houston a big city, to China is also a big city.
But to Chinese people here,
to Chinese people here is also a big city.
因为呢，这里中国人要用的东西啊， 要什么有什么，太方便。
Because all the Chinese supplies are abundant here.
而且在 Houston 呢，这个生活多彩多姿。
And also the life in Houston is very
colorful. 好多的活动。
There are a lot of activities.
像我住的那个地方啊。
Where I live.
有一次有一个弟兄来看我们，我们说你要不要搬来住啊？
One day a brother visited us and we said, do you want to move here?
啊，他很客气，一直不讲话。
And he was very polite, he did not say anything for a long time.
他一直说我很喜欢你们这里，风景很美。
He said that you have a good scenery here.
他说我也很喜欢你们聚会。弟兄姊妹很单纯。
I also like the meetings, all the brothers
and sisters. 那你就搬来吧。
So why don't you just move here?
他一直不做表示。
And then he did not say one way or the other.
最后我就私下问他，你为什么不愿意搬回来呢？
So I asked him privately, why didn't you want to move back?
他说这里啊 not eventful. 他说这里啊没有任何事情发生。
He said that
太平淡了。
He said it's very uneventful and dull here.
我们看见人呢，从一个忙碌多才多姿的生活，立刻进入一个平淡的生活。很多人受不了。
We see that a lot of people cannot take a very colorful, eventful life into a very calm and dull life.
所以很多呢，本来在世界上工作很好的人呢，忽然退休了，头一年都生病的。
So we see that a lot of people who have accomplished a lot in the world, when they retire in their first year, they always get sick.
不光是心理病了，身体也生病。
Not just psychological illnesses, but also physical illnesses.
因为实在受不了这个环境的改变。
Because they cannot stand the change in the environment.
但是摩西甘心的与那个人同住。
However, Moses was willing to dwell with the man.
这告诉我们说他服下来。
This shows that he has submitted.
完全的服下来。
He has totally surrendered.
彼得在他的书信里面讲到，我们要服在神大能的手下。
Peter said that we have to bow down before the mighty hand of God.
我们怎么看见神的手呢？
How do we see the hand of God?
神的手在环境中。
His hand is manifested
in the environment. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们埋怨我们的丈夫不好。
Dear brothers and sisters, a lot of times we complain that we have a
bad job. 有时候我们埋怨我们的工作不好。
Or we complain about a bad job.
有时候我们埋怨聚会不好。
Or we complain a meeting about
that. 我们埋怨这个，埋怨那个。
We complain about this and that.
其实我们不知道，神是盼望借着这些祝福我们。
However, we do not know that God wants to bless us through.
但是我们服不下来。
However, we cannot surrender.
好，以至于呢，神就一直没有办法把他的恩典降在我们的身上。
Therefore, God is not able to give His grace upon us.
圣经上记载说，摩西甘心与那个人同住。
The Bible says that Moses was willing to dwell with the man.
那么那个人呢，就把他一个女儿给了他。
So that man gave one of his daughters.
摩西在那里呢，他就成为一个牧羊人。
Moses became a shepherd,
成为一个丈夫,
a husband,
成为一个父亲,
and a father.
啊, 这个对他来讲是很重要的学习。
These are very important lessons to him.
40年来学这个三个角色。
40 years, you're spending 40 years to learn these three roles.
而且他做牧羊人呢，他一直是做雇工。
As a shepherd, he is a hired hand.
他不像雅各一样，做了几年的羊都变成他的了。
He wasn't like Jacob. He worked a few years and all the sheep became
his. 我们读到后面呢，当神呼召他出去的时候，他离开米甸了，一只羊都没有带。
We see that when God called him later on, he did not bring one sheep from Midian.
为什么他学习做雇工呢？
Why did he have to learn to become a hired hand?
学会忠心。
He has to learn loyalty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这件事情 faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
若是我们不忠心，神不可能交什么东西给我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we do not have faithfulness, God cannot entrust us with anything.
那么他要学习做丈夫。
And he has to learn to become a husband.
告诉我们说他要扛责任。
That means that he has to learn to bear responsibility.
学习做父亲。
He has to learn to become a father.
告诉我们说他要学习爱。
That he has to learn to love.
这四十年对他来讲实在不容易。
These 40 years were not easy for him.
我们稍微读一点中东那边的习俗。
If we read about the customs in the Middle East.
他们这些做牧羊人的是 不能够常常回家的。
All these shepherds could not go home frequently.
季节哪里有水草，他们就要带羊到哪里。
At the right time and when there's some water, they would have to bring the flock there.
我们用中文讲叫做餐风露宿，白天吹风了就吃就喝风，晚上呢有露水呢你就睡在水上面。
It is a very hard life where you are just in the open and you are being blown by the rain and the wind.
而这四十年我们看见摩西没有说过一句话。
But all these 40 years, Moses did not utter a word.
非常的安息。
He was resting.
甘心乐意。
And he was willing.
我们知道摩西后来在旷野跟以色列人 以色列人住不惯旷野。
We know that later on Moses was with the people in the wilderness, and the Israelites was not used to the wilderness.
以色列人说埃及也有黄瓜韭菜。
The wilderness said we have cucumbers and leeks in Egypt.
我们说呢 ，Houston 还有这个点心哈，饮茶。
We said Houston, you have dim sum food.
那我们到乡下去了，什么都没有。
And we go to the back country, we have nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个要学习侍奉主在我们身上要做工的人，这些都是我们的份。
If you want to learn to become a servant of God, you have to have a portion in all of these
things. 我记得我刚刚放下一切，学习来服侍主，跟随主。
As I remember early on when I first started to drop everything to learn to serve God.
有一段是每天下午两点钟就有一个弟兄打电话给我。
For a period of time, every day at 2 p.m., a brother would call me.
啊，起先呢，我很感动啊。
At first, I was very touched.
我说弟兄真是爱我，关心我，每天你下午两点钟打电话跟我交通几句话。
At first, I thought maybe this brother truly loved me and he wanted fellowship
with me
for a few words.
忍不住了，你不上班吗？你怎么这个时候都有时间跟我打电话
？So finally, I said, "How aren't you at work? How come you're calling me at this time?"
他说我是来检查你有没有在家睡午觉。
所以是 I'm trying to.
我们都出去上班了，你一个人在家里，你说你等候主，其实你在睡午觉。
So he said that I am trying to check to see if you're taking afternoon naps. We're all at work, but you said that you're at home and you're waiting upon the Lord. But maybe you're just taking afternoon naps.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个感觉不好受。
Dear brothers, this is not a good feeling.
这种的爱心哈、啊，叫我们心里好几天，我趴在主面前不会讲话。
For many days, I just lay still before the Lord and I couldn't speak.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但是若要成为神手中的器皿，你非经过这个不可。
However, brothers and sisters, if you want to be a vessel of God, you have to go through this process.
摩西以往是在埃及。
Previously, Moses was in Egypt.
是前呼后拥。
He had many servants to order around.
可能呢，很多人有事情难处都找他帮忙。
Maybe many people when they run into difficulties, they would ask him for help.
现在到了旷野呢，没有人讲话了。
Now in the wilderness, no one talked.
所以他天天跟羊讲话，到最后只会讲羊的话了。
So every day he only spoke to the sheep, and he could only speak the language of the sheep.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们在世界很有口才，但是我们不一定会跟神说话。
Dear brothers and sisters, even though we may be eloquent in the world, we may not know how to speak to God.
我们遇见神的羔羊，我们的主耶稣基督，我们会不会说话呢？
When we meet with the God's lamb, our Jesus, our precious Jesus Savior, would we know how to speak?
我们看见摩西在旷野里面，他甘心情愿过这样的生活。
We see that Moses in the wilderness was willing to live a life like this.
并且呢，他隐姓埋名。
And also, he has hidden his name.
甚至连他的岳父都不知道他从哪里来的。
Even his father-in-law
didn't know where he came from. 不同凡响。
He only knew that this person is very different.
他不敢把他的身份暴露，因为他是一个逃亡者。
He was not willing to tell other people his name because he was a fugitive.
所以有一位弟兄讲，40年哈，摩西人在旷野里面，但是旷野进到他的心里面去。
So a brother said that Moses in 40 years in the wilderness has the wilderness entered into his heart.
他这个人空了。
His person has been emptied.
他再不提当年勇了。
He did not mention all the good old days.
好，我们有的时候侍奉主啊，常常提我以前也是比你还厉害的。
We who serve the Lord, a lot of times we would mention before I was better than you.
我没有信主以前，你试试看。现在还好我有主了。
Before I knew the Lord, I was better, but fortunately I had the Lord.
但是我们看见主把摩西带到这样的地步。
No, but the Lord has brought Moses to this condition.
这个叫做什么呢？
What is this called?
叫做神大能的手，他的安排和管制。
This is the arrangement and discipline of the strong hand of God.
我们看见 the mighty hand of God upon Moses.
This is the mighty hand of God.
神大能的手在那里安排和管制。
This is the mighty hand of God on Moses to discipline him.
若是我们要成为神的器皿，
If we want to become vessels of God,
我们要接受这样的管制。
We have to accept such discipline.
我们读圣经，每一个被主这样呼召的人呢， 被主得制作的人都经过这个阶段。
We read the Bible. Every single person who has been called by God and who has been conformed by God, they all have to go through this process.
但是每个人的经历可能都不一样。
However, each person may experience it differently.
因为我们每个人生活的时代、环境、各格也都不一样。
Because the age and the generation we live is different.
所以摩西有摩西的经历。
So Moses has his experience.
撒母耳有撒母耳的经历。
Samuel has his experience.
扫罗有扫罗的经历。
Saul has his experience.
大卫有大卫的经历。
David has his experience.
以后所有被主使用的人。
And all the people who are used by God.
但是背后的原则是一样。
But the principle at the behind is all the
same. 有的人服下来了。
Some people submitted.
像摩西一样。
Like Moses.
也有的人没有服下来。
Some people did not submit,
像扫罗一样
like Saul.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在这些点上认识。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to have an understanding on this point.
若是主在教会中不能得着少数的人这样做工，整体也没有希望。
If God cannot gain a few people in the church to do His work, then there's no hope for the church.
因为神在人类历史中做工的原则是这样的。
Because the principle by which God works through the race of man is like this.
我们看见摩西这四十年的苦难，以至于他的弟兄们也开始祷告。
So through this 40 years of affliction of Moses, even his brethren started to pray.
我们读一下出埃及记第二章二十三节。
Let's read Exodus 2:23.
到二十五节。
23 to 25.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神，神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。我们看见这个时候呢，是整体的用信心了。
So now we can see that the entire corporate body was using faith.
他们开始呼求了。
They started to call out.
即便是叹息。
Even though they were sighing.
即便是流眼泪。
Even though they were shedding tears.
在神的眼中看也是宝贵的。
In the sight of God, that was precious.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，若是你正在受苦。
Dear brothers, if you're in any affliction.
若是你正经历艰难的环境。
If you are encountering afflicting difficulties.
请你相信，我们的神爱你。
Please believe that our God loves you.
我们的神想念你。
Our God thinks of you.
他纪念你。
And He remembers you.
他在怀念我们。
He is remembering us.
神就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
So He remembered His covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神看顾以色列人。
And He took notice of them.
也知道他们的苦情。
And God also took notice of them.
我还想讲第三章，不晓得时间够不够。时间到了。到九点半，好，我们请大家读一下第三章。
Let's read chapter three.
第一节到第六节。
First one to six.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶托罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。神说，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。神得着一个器皿。
For God to gain of a vessel.
我们看见了，除了环境、神的手的管制以外
，other than the circumstances and the discipline of His hands.
必定有神的显现与呼召。
There's also the appearing of God and the calling of God.
我们知道神不轻易向人显现。
We know that God does not easily appear to men.
当然，到了今天呢，我们新约的儿女实在是有福气。
Of course, today, the daughters and sons of the new covenant are blessed.
神是乐意将他的爱子启示在我们里面。
He delights in manifesting his son in us.
但是呢，我们看见呢，神必须要得着一个人呢， 对他注意，他才能向他显现。
However, God has to gain a person's attention before he can appear to the man.
我们刚才讲到呢，第三章开头呢，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶托勒的羊。
In chapter, the beginning of chapter 3, Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law.
他那个时候已经服侍叶特罗四十年了。
At that time, he has already served Jethro for 40 years.
那个羊还是叶特罗的。
And the flock also belonged to Jethro.、
啊、他没有自己的产业。
He did not have his own possession.
他一直活在一个被托付的地位上面。
He was always standing under the position of being entrusted.
这个点是神在他身上的制作。
This was a God's working in his life.
而且神不是随便在一个地方就向人显现。
God does not just appear anywhere to man.
啊，你正在 internet 上面，神忽然向你显现。
you're on the internet, and suddenly God appears to you.
有的时候我们讲到电影院可不可以碰见神啊？
We say, can we meet God in the theater?
这里啊记载他到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Here it says that he came to Horeb, the
mountain of God. 他也走了很远的路啊。
He also walked a far distance.
看看地图，从米甸呢绕过这个阿拉伯旷野哈，然后才到了西乃的旷野。
You see that from the map, from Midian, you have to go over the Arabian wilderness and then the Sinai wilderness, and then you go to Horeb.
神向人显现哈。
When God appears to man.
啊，是在神所在的地方。
Is it a place where God is?
是乃在神所拣选的地方。
It is a place selected by God.
耶和华的神向他显现。
The Lord God appeared to him.
为什么神要向摩西显现？
Why did God appear to Moses?
我们可以这样讲，第一个哈，在这里这个意象呢，是吸引摩西呢来注意神。
We can say that first of all, this vision is attracting Moses to pay attention to God.
为什么要他注意呢？
Why does he have to pay attention?
因为神要开始向这个人说话。
Because God was about to speak to this
person. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们不留意跟别人跟我们说话，就是他说了我们也没听见。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't pay attention to people when they speak to us. Even if they utter the words, we cannot listen.
特别我看见年轻人，他正在 internet 上面，我们跟他讲说什么事情，等他过后呢，问他我刚跟你讲什么，他不记得。
A lot of times, our young people are on the internet. You say something to him, and then you ask him afterwards, and he doesn't listen a word.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，今天神是向我们的心说话。
Dear brothers and sisters, these days God speaks to our hearts.
所以我们心在主面前是很重要的。
So our heart before God is very important.
那么那一天呢，忽然之间呢，摩西看见了一个异象。
Suddenly that day Moses saw a vision.
本来在英文里面这个字在希伯来文呢，就是一个情景，一个 vision, 一个 sight.
In the Hebrew language it means a sight.
但是我们中文加了一个意啊。就是奇怪的意思或者不同寻常的意思。
However, it is a marvelous sight.
他看见那边呢有一个荆棘着火了。
And then he saw that a bush is on fire.
但是呢跟平常的荆棘着火不一样。
But it is different from other bushes on fire.
这个在旷野里面看见荆棘起火是很平常的事情。
It is very common for bushes to be on fire in the wilderness.
有一位从国内出来朋友啊，他跟我谈福音，他说圣经的话太神奇了，不可相信。
A friend who came from China told me that the words of God is indeed wondrous and marvelous, and it's hard to believe.
我问他什么事情很神奇。
What is so wondrous?
他说举例来说呢，圣经上面那个摩西看见荆棘起火，结果没有烧毁，哪有这种事情呢？
He said that Moses saw this bush that was burned but not consumed. How could that happen?
因为他生长在江西的农村乡下，看多了，火一烧呢，三十秒就没有了。
Because he grew up in the villages in the Jiangxi province, so he saw many of these things being burnt in 30 seconds.
他说怎么可能那个会烧不完呢？
How could it be possible that it is not consumed?
这正是他被称作异象的原因。
So that's why it is called a marvelous sight.
虽然是很平常的一件事情，但是却是不同寻常。
Even though it is a very ordinary thing, but it is very extraordinary.
所以我们看见有读圣经告诉我们说，那个火不是普通的火。
So people who study the Bible tells us that this is not a usual fire.
那是神的显现，神像烈焰一样啊，那个神圣的火焰。
This is a holy flame.
那个荆棘呢，就好像我们的人性一样。
And this bush is like our natural flesh.
本来神在伊甸园里面呢，所有的植物啊，开花都结果的，但是有一个后来被咒诅了，它不结果了，变成荆棘了。
In the Garden of Eden, all the plants are blessed and they all have bear fruit. But however, this particular plant did not bear fruit and became this bush.
我们这个在最终的人性呢，今天居然神圣公义的神能够住在他的中间。
And how could this righteous God live among the sinful human nature?
这是不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
我们知道，唯有通过耶稣基督的十字架。
However, it is only through the cross of Jesus Christ.
神圣的同在能够显在有罪的人的身上。
So the holy presence can be manifested in the sinful man.
这是一个记号。
This is a sign.
所以圣经上面讲的，这是一个 sign， 而不是一个奇迹，不是一个 wonder。
So this is a sign and not a miracle.
记号是告诉我们说，我们看见那时候我们要去明白它，跟着它，我们就找到它里面的实际。
So the sign says that we want to understand it and we follow it and then we understand the reality.
那么摩西要走近前去看。
So Moses walked closer to look.
神终于能够吸引一个人来到他的跟前，注意他。
Finally attracted someone before him to pay attention to him.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们侍奉主。
Dear brothers and sisters, a lot of times we serve God.
我们注意事情过于注意主自己。
We pay more attention to the things than the Lord Himself.
那个事情是不是照着我的意思做了？
Is this thing done according to my will?
是不是照着我的看法做了？
According to my opinion.
而我们把主放在一边。
And we lay the Lord aside.
这样主不能够得着我们成为一个被托付的人。
The Lord cannot make us into some people that He can entrust us to.
一个侍奉主的人必须要被主自己吸引。
A servant of God must be attracted by the Lord Himself.
摩西那一天，他本来是好奇。
Moses was originally curious.
他要走近前去看一看。
He came nearer to see.
就没想到还没有走到前面呢，他就听见声音了。
But before he went forward, he heard the voice.
神不再向这个人隐藏他自己了。
God did not hide himself from.
神已经得着他的注意了。
God has already gained his attention.
神能够向他说话。
So God can speak to him.
摩西被吸引，他自愿的、主动的走进前去。
So Moses was attracted and he came forward voluntarily.
他放下了他自己原来手中所有的事情。
He laid down all the things in his hands earlier.
所以神一看见他走过来。
So the moment God saw him walking by,
就从荆棘里面呼叫他说：“摩西，摩西。”
He called him from the bush, Moses, Moses.
可能好久没有人这样叫过摩西了。
Maybe a lot of people have not called Moses this way.
这个一叫，在他里面何等的亲切。
This calling is so dear to his heart.
虽然他从来没有听过神的声音。
Even though he has never heard the voice of
God. 但是他一听他就知道是谁。
Once he heard this voice, he knew who it was.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们听见神向我们说话就是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we hear,
你也不知道他从哪里来，
但
你知道说话的是主。
But you know that it is the Lord who speaks.
你有没有这样的经历呢？
Do you have similar experience?
每一个蒙召的人，不仅在他身上有圣灵的管制。
Every single person who is saved by grace, not only does he have the discipline of the Holy
Spirit. 必定在他身上神说话。
Surely the Lord would speak.
而且这个说话在他身上有一种的改变。
And this word would cause a change in him.
摩西，他从来没有遇见过神。
Moses has never seen God.
但是神认识摩西。
However, God knew Moses.
我们说他没有遇见过神。
We say that he has never met with God.
是什么意思？不是说他不知道神。
Not that he didn't know God.
他从他母亲那里知道神。
From his mother, he knew God.
他从心里面看见弟兄，他也知道神。
From his heart, he saw the brother and he knew God.
但是这一切都是客观的，都是第二手的。
All these things are subjective and secondhand.
都是历史中的。告诉他的一些故事。
This is what historical stories have told him.
他也曾经为神发过热心。
And he has also had his zeal for God.
但是这是他第一次听见神的声音。
But this is the first time that he heard the voice of God.
以往所有所熟悉关于神的事情。
All these things about the familiar to him about God.
以往一切所向往关于神的应许。
All these things he desired about promises of God.
那些对他来讲都是历史的。
All these things were history.
都是客观的。
These were subjective.
都是从人那里领受的。
These were gained from men.
但是在这个时候，忽然之间
，However, suddenly,
变成他自己的。
It became his.
原来是他父亲的神。
Formerly, it was the God of his father.
现在是他的神。
Now it is his God.
亲爱弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这是活泼的经历。
This is a lively experience.
其实我们没有出母腹以前，神就认识我们。
Because God knew us before we were in our mother's womb.
要再推远一点。
If you go further.
神还没有创立世界以前。
Before he created the world.
他就在他的爱子里面拣选了你和我。
In his beloved son, he has chosen us.
神认识我们。
God knows us.
神纪念我们。
God remembers us.
很有意思啊，每次在圣经旧约圣经里面，神向人呼叫的时候都叫两次。
Every time God calls people in the Old Testament, He always calls them twice.
创世纪二十二章呢，神呼喊亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。”
In Genesis 22, God says, "Abraham, Abraham."
碰到雅各的时候，雅各，雅各。
And then Jacob, Jacob.
然后碰到摩西的时候，摩西，摩西。
And now Moses, Moses.
摩西，他说：“我在这里。”
Moses said, "Here I am."
这个声音抓住了摩西。
This voice is captured.
摩西的全人全心。都到了神的面前。
So his entire being and his heart came before God.
不是一个外面的人来了。
It's not an outward person who
arrived. 很多时候我们这个人呢，外面来聚会了，心没有来。
A lot of times that outward person has arrived at the meeting, but
our heart is not here. 我们心还在刚才工作的那个问题上面。
Our heart is still on the problem that we previously
working on. 心还在刚才开车的时候，太太跟我生气的那个气上面。
Our heart is still on the argument that we had with our wives on the way to church.
我们的心没有来。
Our heart has not come.
但是神一说话的时候，我们全人都来了。
However, when God speaks, our entire
全人全心地告诉主说，我在这里。
Our entire being and our heart says that we are here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是主今天这样呼喊我们
，Dear brothers and sisters, if the Lord calls us like this,
我们能不能跟主说，主我在这里
？Can we say here we are?
因为他是一个被主预备好来让神遇见的人。
Because God has already prepared him well to meet with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
其实很多神的儿女们都遇见过主。
Actually, a lot of children of God has met with God.
我在十九岁的时候被主遇见。
At age 19, I have met with God.
虽然我九岁就听见福音，就相信了主。
Even though at age 9, I have listened to the gospel and I believe.
十二岁就受浸了。
Age 12,
好像以色列人第八天就受割礼了。
Like the Israelites, that on the second eighth day they got circumcision.But I did not know God.
但是在我大学二年级的夏天，我去参加一个聚会。
In my sophomore year in college, I get to a gathering.
那个领会的年长弟兄说：“你们来这里，你们愿不愿意被主遇见？”
The elderly brother who is leading the meeting said, "You come here. Are you willing to be met by God?"
我跟主说：“主啊，我还没有预备好要被你遇见。”
I said to God, "I'm not prepared to be met by you."
但是那个弟兄很有智慧，他说：“你们能不能像雅各一样，在比鲁伊勒？”跟天使摔跤说：“你不向我不为我祝福，我就不放你过去。”
But then the brother has very a lot of wisdom. He said, "Are you willing to be like Jacob? When you're wrestling with God, I will not let you go unless you bless me."
那年轻人呢，被激动了，就说：“好吧，我试试看吧。”
So I as a young person was stirred and I said, "Let me try it."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主在那个聚会中，在一个晚上，众人都散去祷告的时候，他遇见我。
God met me when everybody has left and we were praying.
我在美国念书，在美国有时候出门。
I studied in America and I was making trips in America.
在公共汽车上，在飞机上，在火车上，都曾经遇见过弟兄姊妹。
In buses, trains, and airplanes, I've met brothers and sisters.
我听见他们讲，他们被主遇见。
I have heard that they have been met by God.
我在做研究生的时候。那时候我坐巴士上学。
As when I was a grad student, I took the bus to school.
在车上，我认识一个美国老弟兄。
On the bus, I got to know an elderly
我们怎么认识呢?
American brother. How did we meet?
因为每次上车，我都看他拿一本书在读，那个文字我都看不懂的。
Because I saw him reading a book.
那我也拿一本书在读，他也看不懂，因为我是中文圣经。
And I was also taking a book. It's a Chinese Bible, so he can't understand the language.
他拿的是希伯来原文圣经，在读旧约。
He was studying the Old Testament in the original Hebrew language.
所以有一天呢，我就问他，我说你在读哪什么书啊
？So I said, what book are you reading?
他说我在读希伯来文的旧约圣经。
He said I was reading the Old Testament in Hebrew.
我说我在读中文的，中文的也是旧约圣经。
So I'm reading the Old Testament in Chinese.
那我们就认识了，就常常有交通。
So we started to know each other and we have fellowship.
有一天他跟我讲他怎样被主遇见。
One day he told me how he was met by God.
他从小生长在一个敬虔的家庭里。
He was brought up in a pious home.
他在六岁上小学一年级的时候。
At age 6 when he was in the first grade.
有一天下课，课余就 recess 的时候。
One day at recess.
老师说全班都要到操场去，不准留在教室。
The teacher said everybody has to go to the playground and no one can remain in the
classroom. 那么大家都出去活动。
So everybody was out there.
他一个人呢，本来也想出去玩玩这个 monkey bar 爬一爬的。他说忽然他有一个感觉要去操场，跑到最外面去走一走。
He originally was wanting to do something else, but then he wanted to walk in the playground. He was only six.
他就往前走，走到那里，忽然之间他感觉不一样。他觉得主在那里。
He walked and he felt that suddenly he felt different and he felt that God, the Lord was there.
他那时候已经六十多岁了，他讲的时候眼睛都湿了。
He was 60 some years when he spoke to me, but his eyes were still wet.
他说我不能忘记。
He said, I cannot
remember. 主是那么的真实。
I cannot forget how
real God
was, how wondrous he was.
他才六岁，理性还不是那么清楚的。
And he could not even reason very well.
但他知道那是他父母亲讲的主耶稣。
But he knew that this is the Lord Jesus.
那位主在那里。
The Lord was there.
他说第二次。
And secondly,
他二十一岁。
He was age 21.
太平洋战争发生。
And the Pacific Wars.
美国呢，珍珠港被偷袭。
The Pearl Harbor was attacked.
所以立刻他们就被征召入伍。
So immediately they were gathered to the army.
训练两个月就上战场。
After 2 months of training,
上军舰。
They would go into this battleship.
到太平洋战场上去。
To the Pacific Ocean.
他们都不知道去了能不能回家。
They did not know whether they could return home.
前面是真的征战。
It was a true war.
他说在那个军舰上面。
On the battleship.
他说有的人在写家书，有的人呢偷偷的在哭啊。
People were writing letters, some people were crying.
他忽然有一个感觉到甲板上去透透气。
And he wanted to go to the board.
他到 the deck. 他到了甲板上，忽然之间他说，就像他六岁的时候一样，主的同在。
And then when he was
on the deck,
the presence of the Lord was so true, it's just like
when he was age six,
it was so peaceful.
那样的环绕他。
The peace surrounded him.
他说这个叫我度过了二次世界大战的苦难。
He said that this led me through all the affliction of the Second
World War. 他给我看他身上的疤痕。
He showed me all the scars on his body.
他们到了菲律宾不久呢，就被日本人占领，他就成为战俘。
He went to the Philippines and very shortly he became a
prisoner
of war. The Philippines was very hot.
他是西雅图人，是北方人呢，到那个热带地方啊，成了战俘啊。
He's from Seattle and he became a prisoner of war.
你看过一点那个真实的电影？他说我真的住过他们订的木头的狗笼子，天天给我关在那个里面。
He said he has truly lived in these wooden cage for dogs.
他说若不是主的显现，我没有力量。
If it weren't for the appearing of God, I would not have strength.
他说今天我活着都是他的恩典。
Today I live and it's all because of his grace.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们宝贵主的显现。
We should treasure the appearing of God.
神显现呢，是要得着这个人，是为着他自己的目的。
When God appears to a man, it is for his own purpose.
神告诉他说，你不要近前来。
God tells him, do not come near.
要把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Remove your sandals.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
For the place on which you're standing is holy ground.
我们怎么样能听神的话呢？
How can we hear the word of
God? 神怎么样吩咐我们呢？
How does the Lord command
us? 我们要把鞋脱下来。
We have to remove our sandals.
在那个时代呢，只有奴仆是不穿鞋的。
At that age, only the slaves did not wear shoes.
要成为主的器皿，我们要把身份调整一下。
If we want to become the servants of God, we have to exchange our status.
我们在神的家中呢，是儿女。
In the house of God, we're children.
是弟兄。
We're brothers.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这个我们在主里面，大家都站在同一个地位。
This we all are standing in equal status.
但是，若是你要成为神的器皿，
However,
我们需要把鞋脱下来。
We have to remove our sandals.
什么意思呢？我们要成为奴仆。
We have to become a bond servants.
我们要成为奴仆。
We have to become bond servants.
在新约时代，我们读使徒保罗的书信。
In the New Testament, when we read about the letters of Paul,
有几封书信，他称他自己。
In several epistles, he referred to
himself as 像罗马书第一章，他讲到啊，做神奴仆的保罗。
In Romans 1, he said that the bond slave of God.
啊，做耶稣基督奴仆的保罗。
The bond slave of Christ Jesus, Paul.
他不仅做神的奴仆。
He wasn't only a bond servant of God.
因着被神得着了。
Because he has been gained by God.
他遇见弟兄姊妹，遇见所有人的时候。
He met all the brothers and sisters.
他里面是奴仆的灵。
Within him, he is the bond servant.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，那个叫做谦卑。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is humility.
我们看见了，在哥林多前书第九章十九节。
We see that in First Corinthians 9:19.
使徒保罗讲到他自己，他说呢，我现在因着基督的缘故，就做众人的奴仆。
The apostle Paul said that because of Christ Jesus, I've become bond servants to all.
这也是一个心态的调整。
This is also adjustment.
我们看一下摩西呢，本来是王子，然后成为逃亡者。
Moses has changed his status from a prince to fugitive.
啊，做了牧羊人，做了父亲，做了丈夫。
And he became a shepherd, a father, and a husband.
那么现在呢，他来到神的跟前了。
Now before God.
他做了神的奴仆。
He became the bond servant of God.
啊，我们知道奴仆呢是没有自己主权的。
Bond servants do not have any sovereignty.
他是把他自己的主权已经交给主的。
Because he has already given his sovereignty.
所以我们讲到一个人蒙召呢，若是他从来没有把自己献上给主过，他不可能蒙召的。
So when we say that somebody has been called, if he has never consecrated himself, he can never have been called.
或者我们上了祭堂就下来了。
Now maybe we get up to the altar and we come down.
那么主就没有办法用我们。
So the Lord cannot use us.
我们看见主告诉他说，把鞋子脱下来。
The Lord says, remove your sandals.
因为你站的地方是圣地。
For the place on which you're standing.
从今以后呢，你要摸敬拜与侍奉的事情。
However, you have to touch service and worship.
要脱开一切和世界的沾染。
You have to set out the fetters of all the world's pollution.
因为呢，这个鞋子乃是和地接触的。
Because the shoes, the sandals.
你要把这个和地接触沾染的东西通通拿掉。
All that connection with the dirt have to be removed.
神开始向他说话，能够直接的用话语来训练、来教育、来装备他。
So now God started to use directly His word to educate and equip him.
我们看见神向摩西说话，神何等的谦卑。
We see that when God spoke to Moses, he was so
humble. 神先向摩西自我介绍。
God introduced himself to Moses.
他说我是你父亲的神。
I am the God of your father.
是亚伯拉罕的神。
The God of Abraham.
是以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
是雅各的神。
And the God of Jacob.
我们说在人间呢，谁先自我介绍，谁就谦卑一点，谁就位分低一点，对不对？
We know that among men, whoever introduces himself first is the one who has a lower status.
那个骄傲的人从来不自我介绍。
The proud person would never introduce himself.
他觉得你们都应该认识我，对不对？
He feels that you should all know him.
但是神来呼召摩西的时候，神降卑了。
But when God called Moses, he condescended.
我们看见神的温和使人伟大。
We can see the meekness of God here.
神与人相交，他告诉我们说，他与我们相交是我们可以认识的。
God tells us that when he fellowships with us so that we can know him.
在历史上，你的先祖们怎样认识我，现在你也可以认识我。
In history, how your forefathers have known me, now you can also know me in the same way.
神与我们亲近。
God drew near to us.
摩西一听见这个话就把脸蒙上了。
Moses heard this and he covered his face.
他本来很好奇，还想去多看两眼的，现在他不敢看了。
He was not willing to look, and earlier he was curious.
你知道，有过一点属灵经历的人就不随便。
Anyone who has a little spiritual experience would not be casual.
他因为怕看神。
He was afraid to look at
God. 这说出摩西开始感觉他和神之间差距何等的大。
He now realized that there's a big distance between him and God.
有的时候我们有一位年长弟兄讲啊。
An elderly brother has said.
今天在北美，很多年轻弟兄姊妹好像呢，耶稣基督是他好朋友，都拍着肩搭着背讲话。
In North America, people feel that Jesus is somebody who's their close friend that they can put their hands on their shoulders.
They can pat their
shoulders.
Pat their shoulders. 不，那个你要达到那种地步，要多少的跟随主啊？
To get to that stage, you have to
follow. 但是我们错用了，我们一开始啊，就跟好像他是我的 buddy 了。
But we used that scenario wrongly, and initially we just started to say he's my buddy.
是的，做儿女我们可以这样。
As the children, we can do this.
但做仆人不是这样。
But it is not so for a servant.
摩西开始感觉到他何等的不配。
Moses felt that he was so unworthy.
他不能与神相交。
He could not have fellowship with God.
这也说出当时摩西遇见主的时候，主让他遇见的时候，摩西个人的属灵光景。
This also shows the spiritual condition of Moses when God let him meet God.
度量是什么？
And what his capacity was.
我们读出埃及就知道，等到后面呢，摩西他盼望看见神的面了。神也喜悦这件事情。
As we read Exodus later on, we see that Moses truly desired to see the face of God, and God also delighted in this.
是讲到属灵的经历的往前。
So this is the progression of the spiritual life and spiritual experience.
我想我应该结束了。
I think I should stop here.
明天呢，我们在交通呢，神向他显现哈那个呼召。
Tomorrow we'll fellowship about the calling when God appeared to him.
摩西在不是明天，对不起，礼拜天。
Sunday.
好，我们主日在交通到这个 一个器皿它的必要的条件。
And on the Lord's Day, we'll talk about the necessary requirement for a vessel.
我们今天晚上就暂时停在这里。
This concludes our fellowship.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，当我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, when we come before you,
我们都要蒙上自己的脸。
We have to hid our face.
承认我们自己的不配。
We have to confess our unworthiness.
承认我们自己的不值。
We have to confess how unworthy we are.
主，但是我们感谢你。
However, we thank you, Lord.
你却爱我们。
You truly love us.
你何等乐意得着我们这个人。
You're so delighted to gain of our being.
成为你自己说话的对象。
So that we can be the focal point of your speech.
成为你手中的工作。
So that we can become the work in your hands.
成为你自己所制作的器皿。
So that we can be the vessel that has been formed by you.
并且你能够使用我们成为侍奉你的人。
So that you can enable us to become servants of God.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把这些恩典、怜悯加在我们身上。
You have added all this grace and mercy upon us.
求主在我们身上得着我们。
May the Lord gain us.
让我们愿意来到你的跟前。
So that we're willing to come near you.
愿意接受你手的制作。
So that we're willing to leave ourselves in your hand.
愿意来俯伏在你的面前听你说话。
So that we're willing to prostrate ourselves before you to hear you speak.
谢谢你今天晚上与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence tonight.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your word.
也祝福你的教会。
And bless your church.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you that you've listened to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.